This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leah McAdoo here, joined by Owen Schroyer. Owen says that he cannot bring us in like Alex Jones. Nobody is going to be able to bring us in and sing that song like Alex. Now, before the break, we were talking about this clip from WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He wanted to clarify some earlier statements he made. Everyone was like, he called Hillary Clinton a demon. Well, obviously, this was prior to her throwing up those little demon babies into her water, but
it's pretty accurate still.
Yeah, still. I mean, what are those demonic lozenges? But now he wants to go ahead and clarify his statement. So do we have that clip ready to go? Let's go.
The Hillary issue for a second. You did refer to or liken her to a demon, which I found amusing. But then you went on to say the American liberal press is falling all over themselves to defend Hillary Clinton, erecting a demon that is going to put nooses around everyone's neck as soon as she wins the election,
yep,
which is almost certainly what she's going to do, meaning if she wins. I don't think anyone can accurately predict right now which way this election is going to go. That's my own personal opinion. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's a bit taken out of context by critics like the New York Times.
Of course.
I wasn't talking about Hillary Clinton as a person, but rather the climate that they are erecting. It is a demon, that climate. If Hillary Clinton is elected, then they have legitimized a climate of calling opposition leaders Russian agents, calling critical press Russian agents. Her campaign team has done it both for Mr. Trump,
saying Alex has a dark heart,
for the Greens candidate Jill Stein, and for The Intercept, another small investigative publisher in the United States. They are legitimizing that climate. When the New York Times is a kind of standard bearer of the liberal press, says that's an okay thing to do for a ruling party candidate to come out and say that the opposition leaders and the press are foreign agents in order to turn around a domestic scandal, that's a really serious problem.
So the Hillary
Absolutely.
Issue first.
And that is just like so poignant what he's saying, is that they're creating this climate that it's okay to just blame any scandal that happens on Russian agents, on this boogeyman, not looking at the fact that what was leaked in that DNC hack, which probably wasn't Russia. They have no evidence of it, but they want to just immediately blame it on Russia. Yeah, and Seth Rich and all that. They want to blame it on these Russian agents rather than looking at what was actually revealed. The fact that this entire election has been rigged. They stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. They don't want anyone to look at that. And here he's saying that the press is basically digging their own grave.
Well, and Assange, it really is alluding to what's happening right now as far as foreign policy is being intermingled, which is where they want to, you know, start greasing the skids for war with Russia. I mean, that's all this is. Any chance they get to grease the skids and demonize Russia, they're going to do it. And even though Assange, I think, makes great points and, you know, he's got to take the high road here, I'll go ahead and speak out for what Assange. Hillary Clinton is a demon. Okay. That is a demon creature. I mean demon. I don't mean what climate or anything. I mean demon.
Yeah, she is a demon. And I love how she grabs her, like, empty cavity where her heart should be when she was talking about
her fake heart,
like,
probably some metal pig heart or something.
What kind of a dark heart with someone? I don't know. Why don't you ask Madeleine Albright what kind of a dark heart someone would have to have to talk about, you know, 500,000 dead Iraqi children was worth it. And she continues to tweet out how proud she is that Madeleine Albright is backing her. She backs her for president. Like, yeah, there's a voice that I want.
It's just hilarious to me. I mean, this is a woman who can be tied to deaths in Libya, deaths in, I mean, all kinds of debt.
Iraq.
You talk about this corrupt government, corrupt wars. She can be tied to every single one of them. How is she demonizing anybody for having a black heart? You're the one with the black heart, you demon.
Look up Clinton body count. Donald Trump doesn't have a Trump body count.
Yeah.
Stick around. We're going to have Anthony Gucciardi joining us in the next segment.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine.
If you are receiving this transmission, as the liners always say, you have chosen to engage in meaningful content. You have chosen to consciously listen to a program that's going to talk about real things and important things and not deflect and not talk about. It's clear that Hillary's in perfect health. She's spitting out green goo into cups and everything's totally fine. Everything is, in fact, amazing. Instead, we're going to talk about some real news, lots of news, jam-packed news, and we're going to keep Leanne and Owen to talk a little bit about it as well for this segment, including this piece that I just printed out and saw online. It's one of the top posts on Reddit. It's super bizarre. It almost seems like a satire piece or something. Bank of America says there's a 20 to 50% chance we're inside the Matrix and reality is just an artificial intelligence simulation. And they actually put this report out to investors, according to Business Insider, and said there is up to a 50% chance. They even have a graphic that everything is the Matrix, that we're all living in this artificial spectrum, and we should basically plan accordingly. So we're going to talk about that. Talk about in Japan how 541,000 young kids are recluse because they can't even enter society. They hate what society has become and how we're kind of going down that path in many ways. and a lot more things. You know, Hillary Health, North Korea banned sarcasm, lots of stuff. Anyway, but first and foremost, I wanted to talk to you guys about the FDA ban on antibacterial soap. And here's why it's interesting. Okay, it's not just, oh, like antibacterial soap, okay, no one really cares about that. It's way, way deeper than that. The last week, the FDA announced they were going to ban certain antibacterials in soap, which is good, because triclosan, which is equivalent to some components in Agent Orange, is actually bad, right? But why would they do that now, decades after we've been talking about it, decades after people have come on this program and said, hey, this stuff is actually bad for you? Is it because they just had a change of heart and they decided, you know what, let's revisit that antibacterial stuff?
That is bad.
Right? I'm sure that's part of it. But guess what? Look at these stories. Superbugs are such a big issue. I mean, it is humanity ending issue. And more we see that superbugs are basically getting out and killing people. And I know people that own emergency centers and hospitals. And Dr. Group called me and said he's been getting a lot of doctors saying this too. So I just did a quick search and looked at some of this stuff. Look at all the news about superbugs that no one's talking about. Researchers find first U.S. bacteria with worrisome superbug genes. And I mean, that's been found before, but antibiotic-resistant E. coli found in a quarter of chicken products sold at major supermarkets. Vice asks, is supermarket chicken going to kill us all? Rare superbug outbreak in Wisconsin is blamed for 18 deaths. And how this happens is, not only is 70% of antibiotics just dumped into livestock,
right,
so you're eating it in small micro amounts and it's mutating things, but antibacterial soap also. People are just rubbing that all over the body. How many times have you seen people with hand sanitizer just like rubbing their arms and stuff? I mean, it's like spreading superbugs. So that's why they're also doing that, is because they don't want to say, well, we did it because superbugs could wipe out humanity and, you know, it's an issue. They're just like, well, it could be dangerous. You know, what do you guys think about that?
Well, it's like, what are they going to do about all the antibiotics that they're pumping in all of the meat, and that they have to do that because they live in such disgusting conditions that they put our food supply in, they could wipe out the population there. So they're sanitizing our food before it even hits our bodies in that sense. I mean, what are they going to do about that? Or is it just the big move to push everyone into becoming vegetarians?
Well, and it's kind of like the out of sight, out of mind phenomenon when you talk about, you know, rubbing chemical agents or soap and then washing them down the drain, or even throwing a battery away that ends up eroding that shouldn't have been thrown away, you know, not throwing away a battery correctly. So it's this kind of like out of sight, out of mind thing that, oh, well, you know, the chemical runoff isn't in my house, or it's not in, you know, my county or whatever. Well, we're still in a self-contained environment, essentially, here. It's still on planet Earth. I mean, these chemicals are going somewhere, and most of the time they end up in our water, and that's why people are filtering their water if they have a brain in their head, because that's where most of this stuff ends up, Anthony, is right in our water. But they're not going to take the blame. You know, the people who put these chemicals in these products that we use every day, they're not going to take the blame when this stuff starts affecting all of us, when this stuff starts leaking into the water supply. No. They're not going to take the blame. In fact, the mainstream news is not even going to bring it up as an issue. It's just out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's not a sexy issue, right? So we could talk about, and we are going to talk about, other news that's, you know, more like, oh my God, like headline crazy. But it's not a sexy issue to talk about superbugs. It's not a sexy issue to talk about antibacterials. But there is that degree of faith, though, because the listeners of this show and this audience are actually super intelligent and actually look at things that are significant, you know. Mm-hmm. Think about why we've managed to actually change things. Think about why we've managed to push forward in new ways and develop, basically, news hijacking systems. It's because people listen to shows like this, the listeners right now, actually care. They actually care about meaningful content. They actually care about things that are important. They actually care about something that threatens humanity, like superbugs, right?
Right.
So it's not just fluff. That's exactly, so what Owen's saying, I agree, because the media instead would just say, oh, wow, there was 18 people that died in a superbug. It's scary from a superbug. Like, you better watch out or whatever. But they don't go the extra step in saying, wow, is it because there's so many antibiotics in the food supply? Is it because it's in the water supply? Is it because of all this? They don't go that extra step because they don't think you're smart enough.
Well, and they know.
They do not think you have the ability to transmogrify all that information and make a conscious decision. They just want to give you the little tidbit, like the little M&M, like, here you go.
Well, talking about wiping out.
I believe you do have that degree of intelligence, and I know you do.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking about that topic not being so sexy, well, the news is always talking anything that's about wiping out life on the planet as we know it or World War III. They always want to talk about that. But with this particular topic that could actually wipe out life on the planet, but they're going to have to change so many structures, so many systems in order to do it. So they were not even going to tell people about it. So you have to take that step yourself.
And I think that this is something that's traceable. I think that these are companies that now are trying to kind of cover their tracks or you know, get out early. So when real news organizations like Infowars.com and all these other ones that are springing up, a lot of people are really just even focused in on like the health aspects, nutritional aspects, and what's going on with, you know, our biology and stuff like that. They're going to start seeing what's going on. These are traceable measurements we can make where we're saying, right, wow, look at these chemicals that are popping up in the water. Wow, look at these chemicals that are popping up in the food. They're not naturally supposed to be there. How are they getting there? Oh, okay, now we can trace back. Oh, this is part of a Agent Orange experience. Oh, Monsanto. Of course, most of this will probably trace back to Monsanto when you actually start to do this. But I think this is them starting to feel the heat. They know, Anthony, that people like you and InfoWars and other people are going to start reporting on this. And so they know that if this reaches a mainstream narrative, what are they going to do? They don't want to be caught with their tail between their legs when cancer rates go from, you know, 1,000% each increase in 20 years to a 20,000% increase in the next 20 years.
Right.
You know, it's a matter of just saying, and we're about to talk about this Zika story too. It's a matter of just saying, look at the magnifying lens that the media has, right? It has this big magnifying lens. And you think about maybe 50 years ago, it was the only big magnifying lens. And there's like these people just carrying it around, right? And then there's the whole country just standing there, and they can just put their big magnifying lens on something, and everyone just sees that, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe 50, 60 years ago. So they would just say, well, look at this over here. This is most important. Don't worry about all that other stuff, okay? Don't worry about that. That's non-existent. Just
look
over here.
Yeah, non-existent, exactly.
Right? But now we have a big magnifying glass, and we're like, well, look at this. Look over here. And people can actually choose what they're looking at.
Right.
But the media still desperately, and when I said the media, many of the mainstream media organizations that have lost all credibility and 94% distrust them, have their little magnifying glass, and they're like, look, Zika's bad, though, and look at the freak out over that.
So, and then we're like, look who owns the patent on Zika, and they're like, no, don't look at that.
Yeah, these are Rockefeller and Big Pharma-funded news agencies, so what do you expect?
Well, you know, beyond all that, though, right? So beyond all the whole, like, the dark loomingness, all we have to do is look at the top. Look at the cream on top. Look at this craziness. Aerial spraying for Zika stirs controversy in Miami Beach. They're spraying Miami Beach. I don't know if anyone, if you guys have ever been to Miami Beach. Imagine just dousing Miami Beach in insecticide. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Over 1.5 square mile infection zone. Like, they're just like, oh, Zika. Everyone's freaking out about Zika. If you go to Google, it's always the top trend, like, do I have Zika? And it's all these people not anywhere near the Zika virus thinking they have Zika. And a friend of mine who runs urgent care centers, hospitals and stuff, he's like, no, everyone's coming in saying, I have Zika. I'm going to die. Like, what am I going to do? And guess what? It's because the mainstream media saying Zika, it's so scary. Like, you watch the nightly news and they say, Zika virus, 4 new patients found with minor symptoms. You know, like they freak out about it. But then when we talk about real stuff, because this audience actually cares about the real stuff and pushes it out, and it's like, hey, let's make this the top trend. And you see on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever, it's all the top trends are generally like the important stuff we push.
Mm-hmm.
But still the media will take that magnifying lens and say, well, don't worry about that.
Right.
That doesn't matter.
Well,
Zika is scary. Well, and then the government sprays the beaches because it's the worst thing ever.
And the pesticide that they're spraying is more damaging, more harmful to pregnant women developing fetuses than the Zika virus that they're probably not even going to get. And so all those pesticides and poison are now getting into the water, running off into the groundwater. I mean, it is absolute insanity.
Well, I don't know if either of you guys saw this, but the day after they sprayed all the Zika aerosols, or it was either the day after or the day of, thousands of bees died immediately.
Million.
It was like the bee-pocalypse. So think about it. If they don't want to eliminate, you know, humanity, just by killing us all, well, then we'll just kill all the bees, and then humanity will eventually die off
it's
because
like
that's how the food chain works.
President Camacho from Idiocracy, it's like, we have a serious problem, sir. What do we do? He's like, well, just spray all the beaches and just kill all the bees.
Spray them all.
Just
annihilate everything.
All right, guys, we'll be back with more news. Leanne and Owen, thank you, guys. Stay tuned, fourth hour. Lots more coming up.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Alex Jones Show. show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. And what we're going to do is we've got so many special reports that Alex didn't get a chance to play. And I know he did want to play them because they are good. So we're going to go to this report by John Bowne about Hillary and what's going on with that. And then we'll come back and more news, including are we living in the Matrix? Bank of America says probably. Crazy stuff.
Hello, you. Who are you? I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Just how deep does the Matrix of the programming of the general public go? Would it surprise you to discover just how subtle and obvious the programming truly is? Back in 2011, InfoWars spoke with Cuban-born journalist Alex Abella about the RAND Corporation's infiltration of the American psyche.
What RAND actually did during the 1950s is that they came up with this particular way of looking at the world that changed everything, that changed the world we live in, that changed how we think, how we talk, the schools we send our kids to, how we pay our taxes, the planes we fly in. They changed the whole world. They developed something called rational choice theory that after it came up and after it was developed and expanded, it turned us from citizens into consumers. And instead of having rights and responsibilities, we became consumers with choices. In a world where what really counts is what they call the consumer sovereignty, the sovereignty of the consumer, where what counts is not what we do or who we believe in or what God we pray to, but how much money are we going to spend and what's in it for me?
Choice. The problem is choice.
The rational choice theory has gradually been inundated in American culture for at the very least five generations.
The Matrix is older than you know. I prefer counting from the emergence of one integral anomaly to the emergence of the next, in which case this is the sixth version.
The RAND Corporation is at the heart of the New World Order. It's part of that inner coterie, or almost a group of ring-wraith organizations that serve this dark system. And the RAND Corporation, literally, if you research the white papers they put out that are public, has set the policy that we are now living under in this country, and they have the nerve to locate themselves in the street named 1776.
Simply put, it's far easier to control a nation of mindless consumers than free-thinking individuals with strong beliefs. Globalist think tanks, the RAND Corporation, the CFR, hand-in-hand with the CIA and the Pentagon, have developed and customized unyielding psyops on the American people, bringing us to the state of dysfunction we all experience today. After leaving the Washington Post in 1977, Carl Bernstein wrote for Rolling Stone, in 1953, Joseph Alsop, then one of America's leading syndicated columnists, went to the Philippines to cover an election. He did not go because he was asked to do so by his syndicate. He did not go because he was asked to do so by the newspapers that printed his column. He went at the request of the CIA. Alsop is one of more than 400 American journalists who in the past 25 years have secretly carried out assignments for the Central Intelligence Agency, according to documents on file at CIA headquarters. Fast forward to the present day, and those same meddling internal forces have grown a mutated psyop into monstrous proportions in the form of Black Lives Matter. The Washington Times recently revealed that the Ford Foundation and Borealis Philanthropy recently announced the formation of the Black-Led Movement Fund, BLMF, a six-year pooled donor campaign aimed at raising $100 million for the Movement for Black Lives Coalition. That funding comes in addition to more than $33 million in grants to the Black Lives Matter movement from top Democratic Party donor George Soros through his Open Society Foundations, as well as grant making from the Center for American Progress.
Well, yes. I mean, there has been always a link between think tanks and the big, powerful economic interests. Specifically, in the case of RAND, there has been a link between RAND and the Ford Foundation.
The Ford Foundation has been providing cover as a CIA funding arm since the Cold War, and Borealis philanthropy has been expanding funding to bring in an invasion of illegal immigrants into the United States, raising over $90 million in 8 years. America is being eaten away from the inside out, and it's getting easier and easier as more and more Americans isolate themselves from their fellow citizens and their inherited responsibility to be mindful of the overwhelming evidence that we are being smothered under a blanket of globalism. John Bound for Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up and go on the loose. Sirens in my head.
You know, whether you decide to or not consciously, every single day you are choosing a so-called side, right? It's not that black and white. But with everything you do, whether it's you wake up and you brush your teeth and you go to Starbucks, you buy a Starbucks coffee, you go to the gas station, you're making a choice to support something. Right, so you're buying that Starbucks coffee, you're buying food from a certain store, like a certain outlet, you're working for a certain corporation, you're putting your time, you're putting your energy into something, but also the content you consume. So if you go on YouTube, for example, you're giving views to things. It's kind of trivial and small in a way, but guess what? It actually matters. You're choosing to consume something. So just as you would like drink a water, you're consuming this content right now. You're consuming that. So when you go on YouTube and you're consuming worthless content, which we all do sometimes, but I mean, you're supporting organizations you don't believe in, you're supporting content you don't believe in, that also is a choice. I'm not saying everyone's bad if they do that, right? But by choosing something meaningful, even if you don't agree with every single thing about it, right, you are actually making a difference in supporting something, whether it is just giving it views or supporting it or spreading the word or whatever. And also, when you make a financial purchase, you make voting with your dollar is a very real thing. And that's how companies are started. So why not support a good organization you actually believe in that's doing something that is on the front lines, willing to sacrifice, willing to fund itself, willing to take heat over your Starbucks coffee? So I bring this up as the preparedness mega specials, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. This is a good time to get a lot off on storable food, which is something that everyone should have anyway. I have a ton of it at my house. There's a ton of it at the office. Alex actually bought it for his whole crew. 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, which is the best flagship iodine from InfoWars Life. I mean, the benefits are numerous. You're probably already aware. Check it out, InfoWarsLife.com, 20% off. 20% off Lexapure air filters, 20% off the water filters, and there's more specials. I mean, you can find something, right? You can find something for 20% off. It's a decent, good special that is going to actually empower you as opposed to disempower you. Because when you support something like Starbucks, what do they give you? What value do they give you? They get to open up more chains. They get to support things you probably don't believe in. But the opposite is true at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 40% off. Support something you actually believe in. Now, let's talk about this. This is quite an interesting story, and it makes me feel like I am in the Matrix. Bank of America, there's a 20 to 50% chance we're inside the Matrix and reality is just a simulation. It's always weird when a group like Bank of America says this. This is from Business Insider. In a note to clients out Tuesday, Bank of America Merrill Lynch said there's a 20 to 50% chance that we're living in the Matrix, meaning that the world we experience as, quote, real is actually just a simulation. This the firm cites comments from Elon Musk, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Nick Bostrom's seminal paper on the issue as the basis for its 20 to 50% view. Now, first of all, that's pretty funny, right? How could you possibly quantify a percentage? I guess you could look at the probable advancements in technology and artificial intelligence and say, well, you know, down the road we could get there. But I'd like to see how they came up. Unless this is all a big joke somehow, by the way, which I'm totally open to, but it doesn't appear to be, 50% chance we're in a matrix. That sounds like an interesting quantification. They say, many scientists, philosophers, and business leaders believe that there is a 20 to 50% probability that humans are already living in a computer-simulated virtual world. In April 2016, researchers gathered at the American Museum of Natural History to debate this notion. The argument is that we are already approaching photorealistic 3D simulations that millions of people can simultaneously participate in. Says that it is conceivable with the advancements in artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and computing power, members of future civilizations could have decided to run a simulation of their ancestors. Says that notably highlights their probable scenarios for the human race, which are extinction before reaching a post-human stage, reaching a post-human existence but not simulating, and that we're already in the Matrix already. So, in other words, and it even has a nice little graph here, a nice little graph about the probability of our existence inside the Matrix. Well, you know, I think we are in a Matrix. I don't know if I'm not sure it's a virtual reality simulation, but I feel like I'm in a Matrix most days because sanity has turned into insanity, right? I feel like instead of a virtual reality Matrix, and again, I don't know where they get these percentages from, like 50% chance everything is not real. I think there could be an ethereal type matrix, like multiple dimension systems and everything like that, which is not the topic we're going to discuss right now, which could then be perceived as like a virtual reality in some ways through scientific exploration. But anyway, instead, I would argue that we are in a micro matrix because every single day when I wake up and I look at the news, I see complete insanity. As an example, I get some of my news from Reddit, which is a hugely popular website. And if I go to World News versus U.S. News, right? So you click World News, and it's oftentimes like big events, like weird stuff like this, like North Korea bans sarcasm because Kim Jong-un fears people only agree with him ironically, like crazy stuff, or like, you know, World War III type scenarios, troops moving on the Ukrainian border, whatever. But when I click U.S. News, maybe we could even go to Reddit. It just says news up there. When I click news, it's almost like I went from real news that actually has some significance in my life. If we click news up the top, it's always like, UMass students, Harambe jokes are an attack on African Americans, Black Lives Matter law used, innocent, you know, like all this stuff about race and like just division. It's just a joke, man. It's just a joke. It's absurd. If we look at the real news, world news, it's all stuff about real issues, stuff that actually matters, courts deciding things, precedents. I've got this piece here about stingray use. I've got stuff about Hillary Clinton, you know, the Japanese people in their house that are reclusive because their society's collapsing. But then the U.S. news is just, this race is mad. This race is mad. Microaggressions here. Someone's upset, and it's your fault. Okay? It's all just shaming you. And the worst thing in the world is to feel shame all the time. And I feel like it's 100% true we're in a matrix. We're in a matrix of artificial reality pushed on us, where we're not allowed to talk about the things that matter, because instead we must be pushed into a micro prison, into a little playpen. And that's what the U.S. news has come. That is why more people than ever are, like, accepting foreign news sources. Think about that 20, 30 years ago. Who would go to Russian television? Who would ever say, well, you know, I'm going to go watch Russian state-sponsored television now for my news since I believe it's more credible? What? Absolutely not. What a pathetic state we are in which a decent percentage and number of people say, I'm going to watch Russian state-sponsored news because I don't trust the U.S. media. And it's because it's turned into the way I would describe U.S. media and the people propagating it, the people that buy into it, is everyone is in a sumo wrestler suit with pads and like big like pool tubes or something, and they're all just attacking each other. And like it's a safe space, though, like little toddlers in a pen, and they're all just crying at each other and like, yeah, they're good. And no one is allowed to come in and say, hey, well, you know, this is all just a weird stage little like playpen thing. What are you guys doing? They're just like, oh, he hurt me. He hurt my feelings. I got upset at that. And the only thing that's going to lead us to is implosion. And I don't mean implosion on we're going to be starving on the streets. I mean intellectual, cultural, society implosion, in which it will invert in a very bad way. And I've been saying that for a very long time, in the sense that the focus on not offending everyone, like New York Times wrote an article that was actually pretty good about the new indoctrination of students in college, like introductory events, like assemblies or whatever. And they were telling them, like, remember, if you say you guys, that could be offensive. We know about that political correctness stuff, right? So what's going to happen, though, is that's going to create actual hate and racism, because as an example, yesterday night, I get a phone call from someone. It's a friend of mine. And they said, you know, Anthony, I like to talk to you because I feel like I can say things to you and you won't get upset at me. I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, you know, I talk to a bunch of people every single day. It's part of my job. But if I say anything that offends them at all, when it's not offensive, and I promise I'm not trying to be mean, I don't know what to do, they get so upset. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, well, you know, this woman came in, and I didn't mean to say it. I didn't mean to say it. She just, you know, she was of a certain ethnicity. I just said, that black woman, I didn't mean it racist, and everyone got mad. And I was like, well, you were just identifying the person, to be clear, because there was a white woman and a black woman in the waiting room. So you just said black woman, right? And she goes, yeah, and I didn't mean anything by it. I'm serious. I was like, what? What? I mean, clearly you're not being racist, clearly. But what happens is no one actually believes, besides a small percentage of people, that's racist. No one actually believes that those microaggressions are really evil, right? So what happens is it's an inversion. It's almost like when you law of gravity, it applies to society.
When you jump up really high on a trampoline, you're going to fall back down. And if the trampoline's not there and it's a bunch of cement, you're going to get hurt. Okay? So what happens is we obsess over this stuff. We obsess over it. We're just like, oh my God, stop offending people. You're not allowed to do this. And everyone, besides a small majority, actually a minority, doesn't believe it. So they start rebounding. And it actually creates real racism. It actually creates real hate because people reject that whole ideology and they go extreme farther. It's already been seen in Europe. There's actually a bunch of real hate groups rising in popularity because of the fact that everyone is just saying, oh, the refugees are awesome, we love them, which isn't good, but hating them is not good either. There is an actual reality zone in between those two where you don't have to hate, but you don't also have to let everybody walk all over you. But the problem is, that is reason. And reaching reason is very, very challenging in a frenzied, insane world. So I, in fact, would argue that we are living in a form of the Matrix. Maybe Bank of America is right. Yeah, the coddling of the American mind by the Atlantic, that's a good one, too. Basically, kids are just brought up and told that they need to get offended by everything, and they need to get upset, and don't worry about real stuff. And I have an article here, actually, about real stuff that I like to talk. I like to talk about real things. I'm going to find it. It's about child marriage in Nepal, and here it is. Girls face shattered dreams as Nepal fails to curb child marriage. Now, let me tell you something. I am unequivocally 100% for the empowerment of women, for the empowerment of men, for the empowerment of humanity. There's no debate, no question about that. I say that 100% real, and I want to empower everyone. Now, does that mean that I get triggered when someone uses a gender-specific term? No. Does that mean I get upset when someone says something that doesn't fall in line with the exact politically correct ideology that has been forced down my throat as a form of thought and word domination? No, it doesn't. It does mean, though, that I get upset when I read articles like this, which we should be upset about. This article should be the top priority in all of the social justice warriors' minds. Should be top priority. They should be thinking about real stuff. So check this out. Kapila Wosti, I'm not sure the pronunciation, was just 14 when her father married her off to a stranger who was 5 years older. A year later, she gave birth to a baby girl. By the time she was 20, she had 3 children. Okay, at 14 years old, shipped off to a stranger to be married. The first time I became pregnant, she says, I was not even aware I was going to be a mother and did not know how to raise the child. She said, now 34, as she sat cross-legged on the floor of a sheltered home in Nepali capital. Separated from her husband over a decade, Wosti blames the marriage for ruining her life, denying her the chance of going to school and choosing a more suitable partner. So she can't go to school, can't choose her partner. She's forced to marry someone at age 14 and bear children. There are women of my age who are yet to have children, said the petite woman, dressed in a green shirt and trousers with her long black hair tied up in a bun. I could have gone to school and had a better future too, but all that is a dream now, she told Thomson Reuters. Child marriage is illegal in Nepal, yet the impoverished Himalayan nation has failed to put in place policies to curb the practice, with almost 40% of girls married before age 18, obviously told to be married, shipped off and said, marry this person and bear their children and whatever happens, oh well. It found that poverty, compounded by illiteracy and society's disapproval of unmarried women, compelled many parents to seek out husbands for their daughters. Yet, child marriage often results in a vicious cycle of malnutrition, poor health, and ignorance, since a child bride is more likely to drop out of school and experience problems during pregnancy and childbirth. Her children are more likely to be underweight or die before the age of 5, said the report based on 100 interviews with children, former child brides, parents, and activists. Now, that is actually sad. That is actually real challenge. That's like real life, okay? That's actually an issue. That's actually very, very disturbing. Think about sending a 14-year-old girl off who has no idea how to raise a child, doesn't know about nutrition, they don't know anything at this point, shipped off because it's bad for women in society in Nepal not to be married, and it looks bad for the family. It's illegal, but they're doing it anyway, right? Now, yeah, I know that's Nepal. It's not the United States of America. Okay, I get that. But as things a million times worse than this happen in Saudi Arabia, as things a million times worse than this happen in the United States, in neighboring countries, in Mexico. Where is the outcry? It's right here. You guys are upset. Everyone listening right now is upset. You guys are sharing it. You're making it trend. It is actually being pushed. But how come there's this little membrane, this little weird membrane of the so-called social justice warriors, which I think is a much too flattering term for people that would rather get upset about gender terminologies than forced child marriage or the horrible, horrible mistreatment of women and children in certain countries that we would never be able to discuss. Why is that membrane not allowing this stuff in? Why is it only little self-serving BS? Well, dare I say that many of those people that are such warriors for the cause, it's not about empowering the women or empowering the young girls. It's about getting upset and attacking people. Because, you see, attacking generally doesn't do much. What it does is it just makes you feel better. So when you see those little Twitter wars and, like, people attacking, like, oh, you are a piece of crap, cisgendered, blah, blah, blah. Is it really because they want to empower women? Because I want to empower women. I truly do. I want to empower everybody. I want to empower everyone. In my life, in a microcosm, in the grand scheme of things, why do we talk about all this stuff? At least we try. At least we care. That's real empowerment. It's not sitting around screaming and shouting in weird grunting noises about oppression of the patriarchy cisgendered scum. Not that there's not real oppression. Not that there's not real sexism. But we should talk about real issues like this, like child sex slavery and the abuse of women not getting triggered on Twitter. We'll be back. More news. Final segment. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
It seems like the most damaging things tend to shut down or kind of muffle our basic instincts and development and just things that we have as a people, as a humanity, right? We've just always intrinsically have figured out through trial and error or development. And this piece from the Japan Times, Japan home to 541,000 young recluses, survey finds. You know, is that a preview of what's to come or what's already happening in the United States or wherever you're listening? I think absolutely yes. It says an estimated 541,000 people aged between 15 and 39 in Japan avoid social contact and shut themselves in their homes, according to a government survey released Wednesday. Now, why are they doing that? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that Japan, in so many ways, is progressed further than the United States in some technological advancements, right? But people are more locked into that tech grid also. And what happens is we lose basic instinct function when we don't develop ourselves at all. So people, kids rather, I guess, but if you're 15 years old and you've only grown up through the only existential kind of communication you've had with another human being is through chat or through texting or through, you know, watching porn or something, your brain is not going to be wired properly. So what happens is people just decide not to go out. People decide not to communicate. It's a self-inflicted mental wound and developmental instinctual wound on ourselves. And that is why, unfortunately, you see some people, it's like you even talk to people and they freak out. You talk to people, they freak out. I mean, hey, I'm guilty myself. Sometimes I'll sit on the computer for so long and I'll like go outside, like, oh my God, right? It's getting warped into that system, and you go outside and there are people that, unfortunately, guess what? They're on hardcore like medications and stuff, and they just walk around and it's sad to say what they really look like and how they interface. You go up to people on the street and you say, you ask for directions or something, and they look at you like you're a crazy person. You are insane if you can talk. I mean, even going to stores now, like I went to check out at some store or whatever, and I just started having a conversation with the guy, and he was just like, what? Like, he was like, it's like 5:23. I'm like, cool, thanks, man. So how you doing today? He's like, I'm good. It's 5:23. Like, yeah, I know that. I know the price. So I caught that. You know, I swiped your car. I'm just asking how you're doing. He's like, I'm good. Good. Like, he was really freaked out that I asked how he was doing, because I'm sure that for the last, you know, however many months or years he's worked there, most people just come in and they're just like, come up, and he's like, 5:23, and they're like, swipe their card, say nothing, maybe say thank you, grab the bag, leave, and he just does that over and over again for 8 hours every day. So when someone comes and wants to communicate with this person, and I actually want to know, you know, maybe he has something interesting to say, how's your day going? That is craziness. And it's because we've entered the society in which we sit and we observe. We become an observant society of observing people, like reading articles about our favorite celebrities and like just watching YouTube videos of people speaking to us, which is not bad, right? We can learn stuff from these things. But the problem is we're not interacting. There is a screen. There is a shield in between us. There is an artificial system layer in between interaction, to where human interaction is now weird, and it's a scary thing. All right, Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support meaningful content. Up to 40% off on storable food, 20% off X2 Survival Shield, Nason Iodine. It's going to end soon, so now's the chance. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And once again, Alex will return tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.